At this time, I'd like to invite forward any of the young folks present in worship this morning for a special time together up front. There we go. Excellent. Thank you both for being here this morning. Now, here's the thing. We heard this morning the very ending of a very long story. And Mr. Ted read really, really well for us this morning. And in this story, we meet a guy named Joseph. Can you say Joseph?
Joseph.
Thank you. And Joseph has a whole bunch of brothers. But the thing is, all of Joseph's brothers think that their dad likes Joseph more than any of them. And so guess what they do? They trap Joseph, and they try to send him away from the house so that his dad would never, ever see him again, so that they could be the favorites instead. In fact, they catch him, and they throw him in a pit, and then they send him away with a bunch of other people. How sad is that? It's pretty sad, isn't it? Yeah. But in this story, Joseph just met his brothers again for the first time since they sent him away. And guess, what do you think would happen if they met again? You might think that Joseph might be angry, right? He might be sad that they sent him away. But instead, here's what Joseph says. He says, "I forgive you," which means I'm going to keep on loving you even though you did all these wrong things to me, and I'm going to make sure that you're taken care of. How cool is that? It's cool, yeah. And later this morning, we heard another story about Jesus saying how his friend Peter asks Jesus, how often should we do that when somebody does something wrong to us? How often should we forgive them and keep on loving them? And he says to Jesus, should we do it as many as, how many is this? Seven times? Can you put up seven fingers? Can we do it as many? Oh, that's one finger. That's close, though. That's sometimes all we want to do is one. That's right. But can we do it as many as seven times? And Jesus says, not just seven times, but 77 times we should keep loving people. That's it. Yeah, that many times. And so here's the thing. Jesus wants to make sure that other people know how much we love them and how much Jesus loves them, too. And so Jesus wants us to forgive them just like Jesus forgives us when we mess up sometimes. So here's the thing. Next time you meet somebody who maybe did something a little wrong, or maybe somebody who got a little jealous, or maybe somebody who sent somebody away, can you remember that God promises to keep on loving them and to keep on loving you too? Can you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. Now there's two things we should do before we head back to our seats. I didn't even have to finish the question. Lollipops and prayer. That's exactly it. So let's fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, we give you thanks for sending to us your son, Jesus, to show us how to keep on loving other people. Remind us all of the love you have for us as you showed through Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.